Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time now to talk a little more hoops. Steve Kyler, Basketball Insiders, joining us. You can get him at Steve Kyler, K-Y-L-E-R, N-B-A, on Twitter. Steve, how you doing?
Well, better, I guess. I'm confused, like crazy. Like, it's getting weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd said today I was driving in, and I don't know what part of the country you're in right now, but I was driving in this morning. I said, this is kind of... I was on the news team, and I was actually doing sports talk, but I ended up transferring over to the news side when 9/11 hit. And driving into work today, where everybody's telling everybody to stay home, it was very similar. The roads weren't as crowded, if at all. A lot of office space is wide open. People are staying home. Now, it's not a terrorist attack, I understand it, but I just had that feeling driving in that this impact now has overcome everyone. And without getting crazy panicky or poo-pooing this, it's trying to stay right down the middle of the road, be vigilant in your own territory, and let's see what happens here over the next week or two. But I'm giving it about a two-week hiatus for everybody to wrap their arms around this and figure it out and then move forward. What do you think?
Yeah, and again, I was very much around in 9/11, and I think that's probably the closest in terms of just how disruptive all of this is being. And on the NBA front and the sports world, I mean, it's been, you know, we went from, okay, we're going to, like, keep media 6 feet away, to we're not going to have fans, to get off the court, somebody in the building's infected. So it's gone pretty crazy, and I just don't know anyone was ready for this. I just don't think that of all the plans that get made, especially at the NBA level, that this was ever one of them. I just don't get the sense in talking to teams and talking to executives and talking to players that anybody had ever envisioned this. And, you know, this is like the thing every bad, you know, movie is. You know, a virus comes and takes us all out. So it's insane. But I agree with you. I think we're going to get a nice little break in the NBA for everybody to figure out what really is real, and then more importantly, what happens next.
Last night when it was announced, I know there was some boos and such, but for the most part, I think fans understand. But once the NBA said that's it, did you feel a wave of like, oh my God, are you kidding me? I mean, we knew the NCAA, there was a demand out to do it with fanless, arenas and such. And well, that's the tournament. But once the NBA did it, it seemed like it really, the like throwing the giant rock in the pond is when the ripples really started to hit the shoreline, didn't they?
Yeah, and I think for a couple of reasons is one, the NCAA tournament isn't, you know, it's going to move around. It's in different places. And, you know, it's very different when you're, you know, 60-something games in and then all of a sudden we're done. Like, there may not be playoffs. There may not be a championship this year. There may not be a draft. There may not be summer league. You know, as hard as that is to kind of process, there's a reality to that that became very, very real last night. You know, I was looking at my plane tickets for the combine and already starting to talk about getting out to Vegas on July 10th, and all of those things now become, will they really happen? And then you start to think about trickle-down effect. You know, careers in the NBA, incredibly short. You know, this was the window for some guys. This was the last dance for Vince Carter. And, you know, last night he was talking to the media like that was his last basketball game. You know, it just all of a sudden came to a screeching halt in a very real way. That, you know, we were talking about maybe games without fans, but it happened. I mean, and it's done. So it's very, very, very shocking.
So what are your thoughts regarding the remainder of the NBA season? Because I know that arenas have been asked to see what their schedules are going through August. Do you think that we're seeing basketball in July and August?
One, I would love that, and I would love for the NBA to understand that that's the best time to play. You know, if you remember one of the lockout years, we pushed everything back where the finals were like the last week of June. And, you know, kids are home from school. Most schools were out at that point. We're kind of in vacation mode, and more people could consume the product. I think trying to do the season and, you know, try to get it all done in April and May and early June, I love the idea of basketball, real basketball, late into June, maybe even early July. I love the idea of summer league at the end of July, not the beginning of July, because that would make it really a 12-month sport. And for somebody who, one, covers it, and two, loves it, you know, more basketball to me is better. So I do think that we're going to see something that looks like playoff basketball in the summer. I think we're going to see something that will be a finals, and, you know, most of this will move backwards. And I think that's an easy fix, assuming things are available. The question is how do you do that next? Like, so everybody gets a 3-week break to get healthy. Does that change the balance of power? How are these guys going to practice? You know, then you get into that, which then says, okay, are we just picking up where we left off? Are we going to play 82, or are we going to go 2 weeks, or is this Adam Silver's big chance to throw in some type of a play-in tournament that gets manufactured quickly so that we don't have to play in 30 venues? We can maybe play in 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a real interesting group of things that could happen here because the situation would create it in a way that maybe we weren't thinking about.
We're talking with Steve Kuyler, by the way, Basketball Insiders. You can follow him on Twitter, at Steve Kuyler NBA. So last night I thought the reaction probably of Mark Cuban was probably stated the best. And yes, it went viral when he saw it on his phone and said, are you kidding me? But when he was interviewed after the fact and he said, this is not about just my players. This is about those people that work in the arenas, that take the tickets, that interact with the fans every day. We have to make sure they're safe, the arenas are safe, the people that clean up after them are safe. This is about the entire family. I thought that reaching beyond just the stars was one of the best statements he could have made in representation of his team, his franchise, and possibly even the NBA. How'd you take that?
Exactly. And I think the one thing that I have heard, you know, a lot of teams came out last night and their leadership have made statements. You know, you look at where franchise values are at, you know, was it 5 years ago, the highest value team was maybe $1 billion. You know, now everybody's over $2 billion. These guys have made a lot of money on this sport. And the fact that almost all of them were talking about some way to make the day-to-day people, the game day people is really how they're referred to. People who get a check for coming to the game, how do they get made whole through all of this? And the fact that that seems to be a primary function right now, or at least a primary thought, is great. Because, you know, how many times in sports do we see a team pack up a moving truck in the middle of the night and say, thanks for carrying the tickets last night, we're moving somewhere else? You know, the fact that that seems to be very front and center on so many organizations, I think, is a good thing. And then the other part, too, is, you know, these guys have guaranteed money coming in from TV deals, and most of the season ticket money has been cashed. The you know, advertising money has been cashed. And, you know, once games are played again, TV ratings are going to be higher. So there's just a lot of things that the NBA are going to benefit. The fact that, you know, the primary thought seems to be for everybody other than the guys making $1 million, I think it's a pretty good thing.
Two things. Just crossing breaking news. The Big Ten tournament has now been canceled. They have canceled the Big Ten tournament. And also the Bleacher Report reporting that the NBA season likely to resume and the league operations coming in April. In April, possibly going straight into the playoffs, or the league could push the entire calendar back. They have yet to decide, but they're talking about playing again in a few weeks. I had said probably 2 weeks to wrap your arms around this. Maybe the start, because baseball, we know, Steve, is probably sitting here watching what everybody else's reaction is. They're trying to get their venues ready to go, because baseball stadiums are not used like NBA stadiums are, where they're not multi-purpose most of the time, specifically in colder weather climates. So we know that baseball is trying to wrap their arms around this, but a lot of breaking news as we sit here and talk. So kind of what you and I are discussing, the league season, they said likely to resume, but whether or not they resume the season or they go to the postseason is yet to be seen. That is, like you said, that's probably going to be the interesting fact in all of this.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, Adam Silver and the NBA has been looking at kind of this idea of a play-in scenario. So do you take all the bubble teams and let them play a two-game elimination tournament somewhere? That would be different. I think there would be a whole lot of people who aren't happy about it, but we'll just get the lottery teams out of the way. They were worried about the draft anyway. Let them focus on the draft. Let the teams that are still trying to fight for this have a window to fight for it, get it compressed, and get right into a postseason. Because we know, look, the top four teams, we're going to be the top four teams. Can we figure out the next four teams? And maybe that could create some excitement, or, you know, the chance for a team that's just getting right, or maybe how to, you know, I think about the Pelicans when I think about this. You know, the Pelicans had so many injuries early on. If that team comes into a two-game playoff series, they probably get in the dance, even if their record doesn't do it, because of how well they've played. So there could be some really interesting things that Adam Silver and the NBA could push through, just because of it will be so hard to just kind of pick up where you left off because of how these arenas are used. But here's the other thing, too. Everything in those arenas is canceling as well.
Mm-hmm.
So those arenas may want those dates rather than just be dark for 2 months.
Here's one more question before I let you go. The Bucks, obviously the best record in the NBA right now, coming off of a losing streak. They were supposed to play the Celtics tonight. But if you're the Bucks, you might be looking at this as a little bit of a blessing if you do have 2 weeks off, because that gets Giannis healed up. You know what I mean?
Giannis healed up. You get your guys, you know, really rested. Everybody can get treatment. You know, the one thing that was coming out last night was that, you know, team activities were going to continue for most teams. So practice time is always great. Recovery time is always great. The ability to get into game film. You know, the teams do a good job of crunching up game film, but if you can really sit down and start getting into what the Toronto Raptors are doing and what the Boston Celtics are doing, especially with that coaching staff. So there are a lot of benefits to all of this, especially for a team that has fought as hard as Milwaukee has. But again, the other teams are going to do that too.
Always great to talk to you, Steve. I certainly appreciate it, man.
You be well, be safe.
We certainly will try. There you go. That is our buddy Steve Kuyler, Basketball Insiders, joining us at Steve Kuyler NBA. You can find him on Twitter there. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.